Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another segment of Complete Wellness with Cindy, the Busy Woman's Cheerleader. This is the channel where women from all walks of life can stop by, get tools and resources to help them thrive 360 in mind, body, spirit, and finances. I invite you to stay connected, subscribe to this channel, and visit me online at thecindyrand.com. Now for today's segment. Stay connected. Hello, beautiful people. This is Cindy, the Busy Woman's Cheerleader, with another segment of Complete Wellness with Cindy. I am so super excited today, as usual, to be before you. But first, let's do a little housekeeping. Our power quote of the day is, once your mindset changes, everything on the outside will change along with it. And that comes from Steve Mirabella. All right, now a word from our sponsors.
Entrepreneurs don't just need annual tax pros. They need an accounting partner that understands the nuances of their industry all year long. Envision Tax and Accounting Services supports you and your business with full-service accounting, bookkeeping, payroll, tax services, and expert business consultation, delivered by a team with over three decades of experience. Innovative entrepreneurs trust Envision Tax and Accounting Services to create smart systems, leverage the right technology, and build financial processes that support long-term growth and profit. Whether you're just starting out, are an established company, or a nonprofit, we meet you where you are. Customizing virtual or traditional accounting solutions that fit your workflow, budget, and goals. Got questions? We've got answers. Contact Envision Tax and Accounting Services today to schedule your free consultation. Visit us at www.etaaservices.com or by calling 407-951-1492 and let us help you enjoy your envisioned business. That's www.envisiontaxandaccounting.com or 407-951-1492.
Awesome, awesome. Please help me welcome Lynn Wan Su. Hopefully I said that right. Yay!
Oh, you said it perfectly, Cindy.
Thank you. I appreciate it because I will butcher her name. She is a mindset trainer and strategist, the founder of Enlightened Success Institute. She was a former registered dietitian and turned a multi-seven-figure entrepreneur and internationally recognized mindset trainer and strategist. I am so excited. Welcome, welcome, Lynn. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me, Cindy.
Oh, it is my pleasure. My pleasure. Always welcome. Always welcome. So listen, I always tell people there's like a method to everything. There's a journey. There's something that led you here. So you were a dietitian before. Tell us how you got here. Tell us about your journey.
Okay, let's stay here for the next 3 months. No, I'm just kidding. So my journey, literally, I started first year university. I chose the program to study as foods and nutrition. Didn't really know too much detail about it. I just thought, I love food. I'm a foodie. You know, I'm always curious about what happened after you eat it, you know? So
where does it go?
Both curiosity. So I chose that program first year undergrad, sitting in the classroom, comseeing the professor. And she's a department chair, you know, for first year student department chair. Ooh, big deal. Yeah, she is. And she just opened her mouth and started teaching the class. And one of the first sentences that she said to the entire class, those of you, if you're studying foods and nutrition, you want to become a registered dietitian. Wow. I was an international student. I was just recently moved from China to Canada. You know, my English was not as good as today, even though today I'm not nowhere to be perfect, but it's much better.
Oh, you're awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Thank you. And I never heard of the word dietitian in my life before.
Wow.
But because the department chair had said it, and I was a good student, I'm like, yes, ma'am, I will become whatever you just said, even though I cannot pronounce it. I have no idea what the heck that is. And that literally, I believe it's divinely. Everything's divinely. Even though my conscious awareness was like, I don't even know what the lady is talking about, but my spirit followed through and made the decision to say, go through, do this. Right. And I learned very quickly what it takes to become a registered dietitian. Apparently, it's a very competitive field. about 30% of the students who wants to become dietitian actually succeed. Wow. But I didn't care.
I'm just 30%? That's interesting.
Just 30%, I know.
Okay, okay, wow.
Who would have thought becoming in Ontario, in Canada, anyway, that's where I live. So I worked my butt off just to serve that goal, serve that vision. In my fourth year undergrad, I made a decision to pursue a master's degree. So, and I did. And that master's degree allowed me to have my license as a registered dietitian. And I was very just humbly proud of the work I put into it, the success I achieved. And right away, I found a full-time job. I'm like, I'm going to save the world. You know, when you first out of college, you're like, I'm going to save the world.
Yeah.
2 weeks into my full-time job as a dietitian, I haven't even gotten my paycheck yet. I heard the message. The message was a question. Is this it? Is this what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? Wow. And I freaked out. I'm like, I haven't even got my first paycheck. You know, I spent all my parents' money. I cannot change course. I stayed in there for 8 years, but what grew, that voice had never left me. It grew strong, bigger and bigger, but I just keep pressing it down, thinking, oh, I have to stay in here because there's no way I can change because I spent so much time studying this. It's you know, whatever. And I got a pension and benefit, you know, the important stuff. And everybody else said I was successful. So I got to keep going. But then the inside of me became hollower. That part of me that is not doing what my soul wants me to do, what the spirit wants me to do with my talents and gifts and my personality and who I am. Eventually, that hole became so big inside of me. I got to work one morning. I really convinced myself to go to work because every single morning during that time, 8 years into that career path, it was a daily struggle to even just show up to work. So I cried in my car. Felt so hopeless and sad for the so-called success everybody was telling me, but I didn't feel it. I was not happy. I was not fulfilled. I was very nasty because I was stressed out towards the people that really matters for me, that are my husband. And back then we only had one child, my taller son. I was not the best mother I could be or the best wife because I thought career is the thing. And this is my career. I have to stay here for the rest of my life. So, but that moment when I was crying in my car, I made a really important decision. Just something got to change. I had no idea. I didn't have a plan. I didn't want to quit my job right away. Yet that shift of it was actually very calm. I call it a spiritual decision. Something got to change. And after that, things start to show up differently in my life. The conversations I would have with other people, the opportunities rise up. And most importantly, the yeses I would say yes towards. Things that I would never consider before, and suddenly I'm entertaining them. That is where when I started my journey of personal development, personal awareness, really a whole other level of spiritual journey in a way. And that landed me on awareness mindset training, success, true success. What does that mean? And be able to design my life, my success based on what I would love. What is my job to do, not what the society is telling me. Over 8 years ago, I resigned from my full-time job, and fast forward, here we are. So,
you know, that's the thing that was most interesting whenever they sent me your information. It was so interesting to me because I'm constantly telling people, like those that I deal with as an executive coach, I'm constantly telling them, even through business development over the years as an accountant, it's a mindset shift that allows you to move from one place to the other, from one precept to the other, from one concept to the other. And I love when you said that you were basically going against societal norms for what people should do. Because when you spent so much money for education, you spent so much money for training and for skills, you feel like you should be working in your field. But then, you know, statistics say over half of people are not working the field that they actually went to school for. And it's probably less than that now because the people are
No.
going towards more towards entrepreneurship. So what was it like for you to finally listen to that small, still voice and have that mindset shift to know that you don't have to be put in a box to do it successfully according to other people's standards?
Cindy, what it took for me was that crying session. Is that basically pushed me over the edge of, because that nudge has all, had always been there, but I refused to listen. For a lot of people, that is what we're going through. You know, for sometimes I don't ever regret that. Oh, I spent all this 80 years in this. It's never a waste of anything.
No, no,
And
nothing, nothing.
you know, if anybody is listening to this, it's like, oh my gosh, she's talking about me. I'm, you know, a few years into my career and I'm really not happy. Then listen to your truth. Again, it's not about charging to your boss office and just say, I quit. It
Right.
is about to honor yourself
Yes,
first.
yes,
It's
yes.
to you know, my passion is to share my story, what I've learned through my journey for other people who are going through similar paths, so they can shorten their journey. I'm pretty sure for you, Cindy, that's why we roles like us, a cost coach, cost trainer, whatever, you know, we want to shorten other people's
Yes.
journey,
Precisely, precisely,
so
precisely.
they can go through this quicker. So I didn't listen for 8 years, and I could only
Wow.
recognize that afterwards to reflect
Like
upon my
now, like
journey.
now.
Right,
Like when you look back
right now,
over your shoulder,
exactly.
it was like if I
Yes.
had the sense back then that I have now, my journey would have been a lot different. But it's just like you said, nothing is wasted.
Everything's divine. Yes,
Nothing is
everything's
wasted.
divine.
All of it, it
Yes.
kind of works cohesively, even though in the beginning you don't realize, just like with me, during a certain point, I said, I'm going to retire from being an accountant. I've been an accountant for almost 30 years. I
Oh,
said, I'm
wow.
going to retire. And then one day that small, still voice said, well, what are you going to do? You don't have to retire because people say you have to retire after a certain amount of time. So even now, I do a lot with missions, homeless and impoverished families with children. I do a lot with that. That's like the deepest part of my passion, which others may call my ministry, you see? But now, instead of me retiring those skills as an accountant for all those years, even though I still actively practiced, not as regular, now I'm able to take those skills and teach it to the people that are transitioning from homelessness and impoverishness, I'm able to teach those skills even to business owners and entrepreneurs aspiring and established so that they will understand how to set up these budgets, why the budgets are important, how to glean from that to get new streams of funding. A lot of times you're thinking you're supposed to retire it or put it down, but actually it's like a level when you listen to that little voice, that small still voice, it's like you're being refired. Somebody told me the other day, she's like, no, you're talking about you're going to retire. No, you've been refired.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's like you get like another wind, a second wind, a fire up under you with a completely different direction. I always call it a blueprint from the destiny driver, a
Yes.
completely different blueprint as to how to maneuver different phases in your life. So feeling stuck, what did that look like for you? What did that look like for you being stuck and then maneuvering from that to where you are?
Well, feeling stuck, I guess for me, actually it was not in my career path. It was feeling stuck was when I made the transition already from being an employee, getting into entrepreneurship. And I thought, okay, you know, I didn't really have a plan. So somebody like you was not in my life back then. So I had some understanding of business because I was working for a nonprofit. I was also working in leadership towards the end of my career. So I came across, you know, even if it's nonprofit, it's still a business. There's
Right,
money coming in, funding
absolutely,
is coming in. We
absolutely,
got to plan it, we got to budget it. And
absolutely.
I have a certain understanding, yet I never built my own business. There I was. I felt stuck when I was waiting for somebody unconsciously. I was waiting for somebody to give me directions because I was still running on this employee mindset. I was not even aware that I was on it because, you know, 12 years of education from grade 1 to grade 12 and then university. All of this taught me to follow somebody else's structure and working in an environment. There's a boss, there's a CEO, there's people, there's policies and whatever. And I
You were
didn't
taught to follow,
realize
not to lead.
exactly. I didn't realize what is truly entrepreneurial mindset. What does that mean to own my own business? That is something, one of the major mindset shifts that allow me to unstuck is to, first of all, realize, oh, I have been, part of me is waiting for somebody else to give me direction as a good employee rather than say, I'm the boss. So why am I waiting for anybody else to give me the direction? I'm the boss. I got to give direction. And so that is a part of my journey that really from this, nothing's moving because I was not moving. So that mindset shifted, everything else followed, which is exactly what you, the quote you shared at the beginning.
And you know what's funny as well, a lot of the younger people that I, for some reason, I keep collecting those that I mentor. I keep collecting them. But one of the primary things that I say when they are in high school transitioning to go to college, or when they're trying to figure out where they're going or what they're going to do, I do not like, though, when they're already in college and they're still saying, "Well, Miss Cindy, I don't know." It's like, no, don't tell me you don't know. We have to come up with something. But the primary thing that I say, and I think you can relate to this, is go to school for something that you enjoy. Something that you enjoy doing, because then you'll never lose your passion. You don't want to go for horticulture, and equestrians farming, if you know that's not your pure interest. You're interested in interior design, you're interested in business, you're interested in math. You want to be an instructor or a teacher or real estate or whatever the case may be. I often tell them that don't go for what, and you did that, but you were able to recover. You don't go to school and spend all of that money and time for something that your heart's really not into, even though you can get into it and you can excel through it because you are focused on finishing, But at the same time, as we discussed earlier, you will really shorten your journey around a lot of obstacles if you start off with what's in your heart, what is on in your ear, that little
Absolutely.
voice telling you what you enjoy doing or what you will excel at. You understand what I mean? So,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
go ahead. So tell us about that, because a lot of times people really get stuck in one place thinking out of obligation, they must stay there. Out of financial restraints, for whatever reason, they must stay there. It's okay. I'm going to take it from you. It's okay to build outside of that. It's okay to turn your path to something different
Exactly.
outside of that.
Yes, it's twofold. One, I believe, one is again, everything's divinely. Everything's divinely. Sometimes our logic kicks in to say, oh my God, I learned, I studied nutrition. It's so hard to become a dietitian. I was actually the first international student, visa student to be granted a dietitian license in the province of Ontario.
That is so
Big
wonderful.
deal.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very
My
big, very big.
ego, however, was latching on that identity, even though it is not who I am. What is my truth? I am a spiritual being having this human experience. My job is to express my gift to do good on planet Earth, even just towards one person. That's later on I came to the realization.
Absolutely.
But to trust everything's divinely, everything I've studied, I enjoy that journey during that time. I truly enjoy that journey. I learned so much through my work of 8 years, and everything is divinely. It's as we look back of our life, if we are willing to from to really collect the wisdom of life, or we are given the gift of free will, we can also look at life to say, oh, that's not right. That it's a waste of time, and then. So it is. So trusting everything's divinely. And second of all is everything is serves as a stepping stone.
Absolutely.
It's just, they're the transferable skills. Even though as I right today as a mindset trainer, as a strategist, a lot of the skill sets and knowledge are from my dietitian days, are from my, my work days, and none of that is being lost, or it's just being applied in different area. It's still kind of like, if you imagine I'm a construction worker, I have or carpenter, I have those tool belts. We all have a tool belt, and it's just up to us to collect all of those tools. Some of them, you when you collect it, you think, oh, this is a really great hammer. And later on you realize it's actually not my best hammer, but I have it. If just in case I need this, I have it. Yet nothing goes to waste. So those are the two kind of aspects I believe life is all about.
Yes, I agree. I completely agree. The funny thing is, a lot of times people want to skip processes. A lot of times they want to skip processes. I have a lot of different clients that want to come through the Busy Woman's Network and they want to scale their business. They want to make $100,000 in a month. They want to clear that. They want to make $1 million, six, seven figures. But it's like you're stuck. And the reason why you're stuck, a lot of times it's not a process or a practical strategy for the business. It's the owner's or the managing partner's mindset. So we have to chip at that first. And they don't readily get it until I break that down. How does that look? How do you break that down so that people understand that you have to do the work? And a lot of times people at different levels, so everybody's not on the same stage having to do the same level of work. That's why that one-on-one intimacy is very important with instruction, with mentoring, with coaching, with giving people direction, is because everybody's not on the same level. But why do you think they skip the inner work and want to jump straight into the business strategies and the practical, experiences for growing a business without having shifts of here?
A term I learned from my mentor, I'm still very close to her, and she said, the term is common hour thinking. Most people think in that way. That's common hour thinking. In today's day and age, most people think about strategy first. Business, talk with a business coach. Okay, let's implement strategy. They skip the part of mindset. I decoded a term called success trifecta. So if you imagine a triangle, and this triangle is, first of all, a triangle is the most stable structure, and it allows this turning, this transformation of result. It starts with mindset. 80% of our success is mindset, and then it's aligned strategy, not any strategy. Just because everybody says, oh, if you're a coach, go crazy on social media. But if you do not like social media, don't even go there. You don't need that to have success. Yet an aligned strategy that brings your heart shine. You're like, yes, I love that idea. And then you got to take action. Yet it start with mindset. But most of the society thinks strategy comes first. And that's when this unaware of what is fundamental,
No,
what is
processes come
and
before
when we
strategies. You don't have strategies without processes. You have to have processes in place, which then lead to like tree limbs, different processes. But again, it all starts up here.
it all start here, and it's to recognize that is when you save energy. That is when whatever you apply into your business, the processes, the strategy, the ideas, the plan, whatever it is, all collectively, I call it strategy. That is that belongs to that part. And then you take action. That's when everything flows much easier. Yet when we skip this mindset piece, that is when, all right, that's when the struggle,
That
classic type
alignment.
A.
That alignment to that inner voice, I always tell people you have to be aligned because there was a plan created for you, even though you didn't know that. You didn't
Yes,
know it.
you
But
didn't know.
listen, I'm excited about what you're doing with this mindset strategy. Tell us about how you built this with coming from a dietitian, how you built it into 7, 8 figures. How did you do that? What was I would say the process that you went through in order to be able to build this into a phenomenal enterprise?
It's really having a very importantly for me is to have mentors, who have been there, mentors that you resonate, mentors who really cares. In the world of coaching, in the industry of coaching, there are all kinds of great coaches. Everybody, my mentor said this, in the world of coaching, there's no competition. And I heard it, when I heard it at the very beginning, but I didn't understand it. I thought, yeah, there are thousands of other people have the same credential with me and same training. How can I be different? How can I be, stand out? It was later on through my own mindset training, I came to the realization what makes me different is who I am. My
Yes.
energy is different. My personality is different. My jokes are different. It's that is the key to find a mentor that you jive with. Yesterday, last night, I was giving a talk. I told the group, like, finding a mentor is like dating. You got to connect with the person. Otherwise, you don't want to hang out with them. You don't want to
I hear that a lot.
invest with them, right?
I
Exactly.
hear that a lot. It's like I
Yes.
just connect with you. I connect with you.
Yes,
And
it's very important.
when
It's
it is
very
very
important.
important because personality a lot of times will as well determine how you accept and receive that information or
Right.
criticism.
Exactly.
It determines a lot. It's not like an even playing field. You have to have your niche. You have to carve out in there where you thrive, where you can pour the most into others because of your form of journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you understand that, and for me is truly this cr to create that flow of business is all coming from understanding what is in my head, what is my soul saying, what is my heart saying, and to be able to discern what is my ego saying. I had the vision of I'm gonna make $1 million for years, but it was coming from my ego. It was coming from like I want to impress others of what I've achieved. Nothing wrong with that, but if I didn't grow my own awareness, I wouldn't be able to quiet down my own ego, really focusing on why I do what I do. As a business, as anything, whether you
That
work
why,
for money, yeah, whether you work for money, whether you build business for money, you cannot just do anything just for money. It's what is your why? That why got to come from here, from your soul, from your heart, with passion and love, and it has benefit for others on the planet Earth. And that is when everybody's process is going to be very different. We can borrow ideas from others, and we got to implement in the way that resonate with us. Again, that alignment. When
So
that happens, there's
examine your
impact.
motives, examine your motives, and be and show up as your true authentic self. That's what you just said.
Yes,
That's the
absolutely.
key. I don't like to say the key to success because everybody has a different measuring stick. It's like to whose standard. But that's what you just said. Examine your motives and show up as your true authentic self. You can't get any better than that. What would be your top three suggestions to someone listening now that wants to transition from the 9 to 5 and go into entrepreneurship, out of their field, completely something different out of their field? What would be your top three? I would say give them some advice, your top three,
The
how to
number
make that
one is
transition.
yes, the number one is really get to know yourself. When you get to know yourself, when you're able to distinguish your fearful thoughts versus your thoughts of love, and that is when you can make a decision that supports, propels you to the next level, either up or down. When you make a decision from fear, boom, you're shrinking back. It could be the same action. I'm going to quit my job, start my business. But if it's coming from fear or frustration, I hate my job, I hate my boss, whatever it is, it's going to shrink. You're going to keep shrinking down versus you make a decision from love. I would love to serve my next level of calling. Then that brings you your expansion. So, but you get to know yourself to be able to hear yourself.
Yes.
So grow
yes.
yourself, personal development, as simple as
yes.
that. It's first
yes.
number one. Number two, make decisions from love. Make decisions from opportunity rather than fear. So
yeah.
that is number two.
Yeah.
The third one is aligned strategy, aligned process, however we call it, is work on your mindset first, and which is not step number one, step number two, and step number three is make sure that the actions you take, the plans you implement are aligned with you, that something you resonate. I've done it many times. I've supported so many clients who are just like, oh, this expert said business coach said that, and let me do it. Just like dog chasing his tail, and exhaustion, yet no result. So again, when you know yourself, that's when you can apply and implement aligned strategy and taking aligned actions.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I know that just helps somebody. I know that just helps somebody. Just the clarity behind those steps. That is just absolutely wonderful. Tell us
Thank
what's
you.
next for you with Enlightened Success Institute. What's next? How can people find you? What's next for you? What's going on?
Thank you. Enlightened Success is that. That's literally, when you spell it out, you Google it, you will find my our website. You find my name is quite unique. If you look me up on Instagram, Facebook, I think I'm on TikTok as well, and LinkedIn, all those
I'm
places.
Like me, I think I'm over there.
find my however way you want to send an email, you know. It was send an email, reach out. I love helping other people who are, because I believe whether people reach out to you or to me, to any coaches, is because part of them really want to grow. They're ready to grow. It's okay.
Yes.
Part of you is afraid. It's like, oh my God, is Cindy going to sell me something? Yeah, she
yes.
is going to sell
yes.
you something. She's going to sell you on you.
Yes.
It has
yes.
nothing to do with Cindy. It has nothing to do with me.
Right.
I believe a great coach, that is one of the fundamental qualities, is that we detach
and
from
us
people's
coaches have
experience.
Coaches. We have coaches and mentors.
Absolutely.
We have coaches and mentors, and then they want to know, you know, how you got past this, and how you have to have a strong tribe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because
I'm
a
not
lot of times those that you're leading can't relate to your story as far as the ups and downs. They can only relate to like the highlights, the glitz behind it, but they can't really relate to like the things that bother you behind the scenes that you don't expose to them. They can't carry your weight. So you have to have someone in your tribe, in your circle, your mentor, your coach, to be able to help you carry your weight so that you show up as your best self for them.
Nice. Absolutely. Absolutely. So my Enlightened Success Institute next step is continue to solidify with this ever-changing world. It's not to change because the world is changing. It's to solidify what we are doing as an institution, as a group of people who have the same vision, share the same values, that we want to serve more and more of others. And next step of my vision as a leader in this institute is to take this back to China, to my homeland, to that has a special place in my heart. Even though I've been living in Canada for longer than I have lived in China, I know that is my calling, and I'm working on my Mandarin. Believe it or not, even though it's my mother tongue, yet I can say this very, very fluent in English. And if you ask me to say in Chinese, up until now, you know, that's what I'm working on.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. A lot of times you have to take resources back. A lot of times you have to take them back. It doesn't mean you stay. You know, we want to keep you in Canada. It doesn't mean that you stay, but you take those resources back because it's like, okay, if this pilot group that we tried it on, it worked for them, I can imagine that same success, that same origin of success, going for one thing and moving to another and knowing that it's okay, giving yourself the thumbs up, the green light, to know that it's okay to transition and be just as efficient in one field versus the other. I love that. We will definitely put your information down in the description. I have so enjoyed this. I have enjoyed talking to you. We're going to have to get you back so we can dive more into, what you do as far as the institute and how, get some testimonials about, what you're doing with these people and helping them to shift their mindset before grasping strategies, because one without the other is not weighted properly. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you so much.
Are you looking for a savvy speaker to add value to your upcoming event? Cindy, the busy woman's cheerleader, empowers groups across the globe to thrive 360 on purpose in mind, body, spirit, and finances. As a dynamic speaker known for delivering insight in a relatable tone, Cindy brings real-world experience, practical strategies, and an energy that keeps audiences engaged from the very first minute. She's a thought leader, serial entrepreneur, author, leadership coach, humanitarian, and purpose pusher that produces impactful dialogues. Her style blends clear expertise with authentic storytelling and humorous candor, making even complex ideas attainable and actionable for every audience, be it faith-based, co-ed, or secular. Whether your goal is to empower, educate, or spark positive change, Cindy creates an inclusive environment where people feel seen, motivated, and ready to act. She's now accepting new speaking engagements. Book the Busy Woman's Cheerleader today. Submit your request by email to thrive@thecindyrand.com or online through www.thecindyrand.com. Make your event most memorable and remember, together, we can thrive 360 on purpose.
Thank you again for tuning in to Complete Wellness with Cindy, the Busy Woman's Cheerleader. Follow me on social media at Busy Woman's Cheerleader. Remember, together we write our stories, share our journeys, create memories, and leave our marks in history. Until next time, peace, blessings, and joy be multiplied to you. Ta-ta.